right, you guys, the results are in. Gamifying your fitness part two. I talked about this, gamifying your fitness in part one, how you need the metrics for the baseline to measure your success. I've had my second weigh-in, and here's the results.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen-Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. Thank you for pressing play on this episode. I told you January 26th to February 26th, I lost 8 pounds of fat and gained... Let's see. I'm looking at it right now, and I want to give you the right data. I didn't gain any muscle. I lost all fat, right? So 8 pounds. Then February 26th to March 26th, weigh in today, I gained almost 3 pounds of muscle and lost 3 pounds of fat. So if you go back to gamifying your fitness part one, you'll hear me talk about like the scale. So the scale, what would the scale have told me in this case if we weren't measuring muscle? It would tell me that it wouldn't even tell me that I gained muscle, right? So it's really interesting. Maybe if I didn't gain muscle, I would have thought on the scale that my work wasn't, you know, my results of like lifting and strength training and like sprinting and walking backwards and all these crazy things, that maybe it wasn't working. But because I have the data in front of me, I know like I didn't lose 8 pounds of fat this month, but that's okay because I gained 3 pounds of muscle, and my goal is to raise my basal metabolic rate, right? So the more muscle you have on your body, the more calories you burn. So if you're sitting at your computer all the time, if you're a digital entrepreneur, it's really important to have a high basal metabolic rate, because then your body is burning calories for you, right? You're not like wasting away. So that data, I'm really excited for the April 26th weigh-in to kind of see like the difference and where we're at. So if you need resources to start gamifying your fitness, definitely screenshot this, tag me, even join our Facebook group where we talk about business. But really, I'm all about gamifying every aspect of your life so you reach your goals. Join us at the Facebook group, Gamification for the Authentic Boss Entrepreneur. All right, you guys, love you. Peace out.